This session covers the way individuals get tax relief for donations to charities. Individuals receive tax relief on donations they make to charities which are registered in the UK.
From 6th of April 2010, relief is also available for donations to charities registered in other EU member states, and also Norway and Iceland.
There are essentially two ways in which an individual can obtain tax relief on donations to charity. The first is under what we call the Gift Aid Scheme. The second is by direct deduction from salary under the Payroll Giving Scheme. This later scheme will be covered in more detail when we look at income from employment.
The first thing we need to know about gift aid payments is they are made net of 20% basic rate tax. So let us say we have a taxpayer who wishes a charity to receive a total of £1,000. What the taxpayer will actually give the charity, i.e. the cheque he will write out in favour of the charity, is not the full amount of £1,000, but instead the net amount, net of 20% tax, which is £800. The charity will then claim back the £200 from HMRC. So ultimately the charity receives £1,000. It receives £800 from the taxpayer and £200 from HMRC. So the taxpayer has effectively received 20% tax relief at source, i.e. the charity receives £1,000, but it only physically costs the taxpayer £800. If a taxpayer is a basic rate taxpayer, no further adjustment needs to be made. So we can ignore this charitable donation as far as the preparation of our tax computation is concerned. This is because the taxpayer is entitled to 20% tax relief on his charitable donation, and he has actually received this relief at source. However, if the taxpayer is a higher rate or additional rate taxpayer, then an adjustment needs to be made within the tax computation. The way we give higher rate or additional rate taxpayers further relief on their charitable donations is by extending the basic rate and higher rate bands. Let us now have a closer look at extending the tax bands. This is a process by which higher rate and additional rate taxpayers receive extra relief on their charitable donations. Firstly, we will consider the position of a higher rate taxpayer. The basic rate limit for 2010-11 is £37,400.
The way we give higher rate taxpayers additional relief for charitable contributions is by extending this band by the gross amount of the donation to charity. So, we add to the £37,400 the amount paid to the charity grossed up at 100 over 80. So, in the example on the previous page, our taxpayer made a donation, net of tax, of £800. We gross this up to give a gross donation of £1,000. This is then added to the basic rate threshold of £37,400 to give us a new basic rate threshold of £38,400. This new basic rate threshold of £38,400 is now used to calculate the tax liability.
By extending our basic rate band by £1,000, what we are doing is taking £1,000 of our taxpayers' income, and instead of taxing that income at the higher rate of 40%, we are now taxing that income at the basic rate of 20%. This effectively gives our taxpayer an extra 20% worth of tax relief on a payment of £1,000. Let me demonstrate how this works by talking you through a worked example. On the page in front of you, you will see Mr. Generous.
He receives a salary of £90,000 and net interest of £8,000, and he makes a donation of £12,000. That is the net amount paid to a charity under the Gift Aid Scheme. Our requirement is to calculate his tax due. We start the computation in the usual way. So let us slot in his employment income of £90,000 and his grossed-up bank interest of £10,000. From this, we knock off the personal allowance to give us taxable non-savings income of £83,525 and taxable bank interest of £10,000.
Remember that Mr. Generous made a donation to charity, and you can see quite clearly from the figures that Mr. Generous is a higher rate taxpayer. As a result, an adjustment needs to be made to give Mr. Generous higher rate tax relief on his charitable donation. We do this by extending the basic rate band.
We need to create a new basic rate limit. We do this by starting with the original basic rate limit of £37,400. We now take the net donation to charity of £12,000 and gross this up at 100 over 80. This gives us a gross donation to charity of £15,000. This £15,000 is added on to the £37,400 to give us a new basic rate threshold of £52,400. This new basic rate threshold will now be used to calculate Mr. Generous's tax liability. Let us now tax the taxable income. However, remember that this time the basic rate limit is no longer £37,400. It is now £52,400 because the basic rate band has been extended. What this means is that the amount chargeable to tax at 20% is now £52,400. This gives us tax of £10,480. The remainder of the non-savings income of £31,125 is charged at the higher rate of 40%.
What we have actually done here by extending the basic rate band by £15,000 is we have taken £15,000 of employment income and we have taxed it at the basic rate of 20% rather than the higher rate of 40%. This saves Mr. Generous 20% of £15,000, thereby giving him higher rate relief on his charitable donation. Let us finish off the tax computation. The bank interest is fully taxable at the higher rate of 40%.
This gives Mr. Generous a tax liability of £26,930. We deduct PAYE and tax on the bank interest to give Mr. Generous total tax due of £930. If you feel the urge to prove this to yourself, then calculate what Mr. Generous's tax due would be, ignoring the donation, and you will find the tax due comes to £3,930. You will see that the difference between the two numbers is £15,000 at 20%, i.e. the difference is £3,000. This is the higher rate relief obtained on the charitable donation. From 2010-11, when calculating the liability of a taxpayer liable to tax at the additional rate, both the basic rate and higher rate limit will be extended by the gross amount of a gift aid payment. This ensures that the same amount of income is taxed at 40%, as would have been the case if the basic rate limit had not been extended. The wealthy taxpayer will therefore receive an extra 30% relief on the payment. Let us demonstrate this by way of an example. Mr. Kindly has taxable non-savings of £170,000 in 2010-11. He makes a gift aid donation of £1,600.
The basic rate band is £37,400 in 2010-11. This will be extended by the gross gift aid donation to £39,400. In addition, the higher rate limit of £150,000 will be extended to £152,000. Therefore, £39,400 of income will be taxed at 20%. The next £112,600 being £152,000 less £39,400 will be taxed at 40%, and the remaining £18,000 will be taxed at 50%.
Before the 6th of April 2008, the basic rate of income tax was 22%. This meant that individuals grossed up their gift aid donations at 100 over 78 before extending the basic rate band, and charities were able to reclaim tax from HMRC at a rate of 22% of the gross donation, i.e. at 22/78 of the net donation. However, the reduction in the basic rate of income tax to 20% from the 6th of April 2008 now means that charities should only be able to reclaim 20% of the gross donation from HMRC, i.e. 20/80 of the net donation. This will lead to a shortfall in income for the charity. To alleviate this, transitional provisions have been introduced such that charities can recover an additional 2% supplement from HMRC to leave them in the same position as they were in before the change in tax rates. The 2% supplement will apply until April 2011.
There is actually one other way in which a taxpayer can obtain relief on making a donation to charity.
That is if he gives quoted shares and AIM shares to a UK registered charity.
Let us take a taxpayer, and the taxpayer makes a gift of quoted shares, i.e. shares quoted on a recognised stock exchange, to a UK registered charity.
What we do here is to take the relevant value of these shares at the date of the gift, add on any incidental costs of transfer, legal fees, broker's charges, etc., and treat this as a deductible payment in the taxpayer's income tax computation. As such, we deduct the relevant value of the shares in arriving at net income. As no tax relief is obtained at source, no other adjustment is required in the computation. We simply deduct the relevant value from total income to give us net income. Move down to taxable income and calculate tax in the normal way. The basic rate threshold will remain unaltered. The relevant value is usually the market value of the shares at the date of gift. However, for disposals on or after the 19th of December 2009, the cost of acquisition may be substituted in certain circumstances, if this is lower than the market value. The cost of acquisition will qualify for relief instead of the market value where the shares were acquired within the 4 years prior to the gift and were acquired as part of a scheme entered into by the individual with a purpose of obtaining an increased amount of tax relief. This relief also applies to gifts of land and buildings to a UK charity. Again, the value of the lands and buildings plus any costs of transfer will be a deductible payment in the donor's tax computation. Next, we will have a look at the interaction between gift aid payments and personal allowances and married couples allowances. Remember that the personal allowance is restricted if adjusted net income exceeds the threshold of £100,000. So, to arrive at income for the purposes of determining the personal age allowance, an adjustment needs to be made to net income if our taxpayer has made a donation to charity. We do this by taking normal net income, i.e. total income minus any deductible payments, and from this we deduct the gross donation to charity, i.e. the net amount paid by our taxpayer grossed up at 100 over 80. The resulting figure is the income that is used for calculating the personal allowance. Let us see how this works by working through an example. John receives employment income of £100,000 in 2010-11, together with bank interest of £10,000. He pays interest of £2,000 on a qualifying loan and makes a gift aid donation of £3,000. In order to calculate John's available personal allowance, we need to determine his adjusted net income. We start by calculating net income. So, we add his employment income of £100,000 and the gross bank interest of £12,500. The loan interest paid is a deductible payment, so we deduct this to arrive at net income of £110,500. It is at this stage that we deduct the gross amount of the gift aid payment in order to arrive at adjusted net income. We can now establish John's personal allowance. We take the personal allowance of £6,475 and reduce it by £2 for every £1 of adjusted net income in excess of £100,000. So, the personal allowance is reduced by £3,375 to give £3,100. The next step is to produce a calculation of taxable income. John has employment income of £100,000 and gross bank interest of £12,500. We deduct the loan interest of £2,000 to arrive at net income. We deduct the personal allowance in order to arrive at taxable income. Remember, the gift aid donation is never deducted in arriving at taxable income. However, we haven't finished with the gift aid payment yet. John is a higher rate taxpayer and is eligible for additional relief in respect of his donation. This is obtained by extending the basic rate band. The original basic rate band in 2010-11 is £37,400. We add the gross amount of the gift aid donation of £3,750 to give us our new basic rate limit of £41,150. So, the first £41,150 of John's non-savings income is taxed at 20%. The balance of £53,750 is taxed at 40%. And finally, the interest of £12,500 is also taxed at 40%, to give a total tax liability of £34,720. As we saw earlier, an individual's personal age allowance will be reduced where their income exceeds £22,900. When establishing the amount of their adjusted net income for this purpose, again, the gross amount of any gift aid donation will be deducted from normal net income. Let me illustrate this by way of a worked example. On the page in front of you, you will see the example of Basil. Basil is 76, and he is married to Vera, who is 68.
Basil's income is £26,000, and he makes a donation to charity of £1,600.
There are two requirements here. First, we need to work out personal age allowance and the married couple's allowances, and then we will go ahead to calculate Basil's tax due.
We will start by taking Basil's net income, which is £26,000. However, for the purposes of determining Basil's age allowances, we need to make a notional deduction for the gross donation to charity. So here we take the net donation of £1,600 and gross it up at 100 over 80. This gives us income for age allowance purposes of £24,000. Basil is over 75, so his personal age allowance will be £9,640. To work out the restriction, we take income in excess of £22,900 and multiply by a half. You will see here that the income within the bracket is the income for age allowances purposes, i.e. £24,000. The restriction on Basil's age allowances is therefore £550. This gives Basil a personal age allowance of £9,090. Because Basil is married and was born before April 1935, he gets a married couple's age allowance of £6,965. Relief is given by way of a tax reducer at 10%, so Basil's tax liability will be reduced by £696. We finish by plugging these numbers into Basil's income tax computation. His actual net income is £26,000. From this, we deduct the personal age allowance of £9,090 to give Basil taxable non-savings income of £16,910. This is taxed at 20%, giving a tax liability of £3,382. From this, we deduct the married couple's tax reducer of £696 to give Basil a tax liability before tax deducted at source of £2,686.
If you look at this income tax computation, you will see that no account appears to have been taken of Basil's payment to charity of £1,600.
This is because Basil is a basic rate taxpayer, and as a basic rate taxpayer, he has already received the correct amount of income tax relief at source. There's no point in extending the basic rate band by the gross amount of payment to the charity, because Basil does not have sufficient income to use up his basic rate band anyway.
The taxpayer can make an election to HMRC for a gift aid donation to be treated as having been made in the previous tax year. Therefore, a gift aid donation made in 2010-11 could have the effect of extending the basic rate band for 2009-10. The donation and the corresponding election must be made no later than the 31st of January in the tax year in which the gift was made. Therefore, if a 2010-11 donation is to be carried back to 2009-10, the gift and the election must be made no later than the 31st of January 2011. Taxpayers making a carry-back election will gross up the donation by the basic rate of tax, which is in force for the tax year in which the donation is treated as having been made. Taxpayers can direct HMRC to donate their tax refunds to a charity of the taxpayer's nomination. The taxpayer indicates that the donation is to be treated as one made under gift aid, and as a result, the basic rate band will be extended by the grossed-up donation in the usual way. The taxpayer is able to pay either all or a specified part of the tax repayment to the charity. It is not possible to carry back the donation, as it is treated as made when the charity receives the payment.